too real to give a shit what you thinking or feeling about me. It's free Lele way. Yeah, one take, that's all. I don't care if I make a mistake, because these are all synchronistic to me. I just carry on and keeping it real. Like I said, I'm too real to give a shit. As I eat etymology for breakfast, yeah, and I'd eat you for starter. As I got plenty and lyrics, so much to say, like Pringles. Once I start, I can't stop. I'm petrifying and scaring writer's block. Yeah, I'm not cussing or dissing. I'm just speaking truthfully, as we, the elders, like our forgotten ancestors. We need to create some positive change up in this game of life. Is reality to me. So stop deep throating Satan's cock and statistically helping those reptilian shape-shifting negative energy with your postcode killings, as the only slipping I'm seeing is the lost and scared, the blind dead sheeple. Love yourself and be free. 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 We all cry the same. Anger, hurt, pain, insecurities, love and loneliness. The key to happiness is contentment. Be yourself. Love yourself and be free. So fuck all the haters, jealous and scared of being free from slavery, as they're too busy watching you and me. I say the whole truth and nothing but the truth. If only you eliminate and criminate with words like controversial, shit, what the heck? This is a coup and I'm taking over. So lay down your weapons and move out my way. The stolen land is now my land. I got my Black Watch and Guerrilla SAS type warriors. Yeah? And I kill all your children and nail you to a cross. For I don't give a toss if the MI5's clocking me. Like I said, it's my destiny. I need the truth, it can set you free. As I kidnap Murdoch's son, James, with his unhealthy interest in UK hip-hop. It's got to stop before I cause a raucous and lose the plot. I bet daddy's got stocks and shares with all eyes and ears on us. Hiding in corners, dark, dark corners.
I'm not afraid to be, I'm not afraid to be.
Love yourself and be free. 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 I'm just to put pen to paper. It's Minority Report and theft of mine. When you're incarcerated out in Guantanamo Bay, without a say, you're tortured, forgotten, in a modern day concentration camp, when you're too much a threat to their status quo. Listen, you pronounce me extreme, when in fact, I'm just a realist and a truth seeker who says what she means. And that the current situation, all the shit that you hate on, is extreme. With governments to be so cruel and mean. Daily we're seeing thousands dying on our TV screens, and it's a challenge to be yourself in this world that's trying to make you like everybody else. Which is precisely why I choose not to follow where their path might lead, but go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. A born hustler by profession, a handy woman at 125 a day, and a creative artist, writer, published and soon to be recognised. A self-proclaimed entrepreneur with a charitable side. I could lock down the whole of the West Side, as no one's got or can drop like what I got. It's organic, it's idle, food for the brain and lyrics for the soul. To give the people realness and double their money's worth. It's not no sub-city thing, as I spill my guts and I bare my soul. I don't fear no consequence when I'm keeping it real. Yeah? Why? Because I'm using Article 19 of their Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In this, the not-so-Great Britain, the ununited Queendom. Well, fuck them and fuck Her Majesty. Welcome to Melisms with my isms and schisms. A methodology of melology. It's all about me, me and me. Yeah. And my philosophies, stories of a difference, an eclectic, hectic mix of words and syllables. I'm not a rapper or a poet. I'm just an expressionist, as linguistically I flip the script to chaos from which comes order of priorities. And nah, I'm not a militant with intent when I'm talking murderous ways about Bush and Brown in the belly of the beast. I buckle up, an AK-47, sword in hand. I'm gonna rampage this land. I'm ridden of all the hidden, you masonic, demonic gap fillers wasting time with these lyrics in rhyme. Well, here I go with parental advisors and warnings for the sick and unstable, your schizophrenic, extremists, Islamic freedom fighters. Yeah, they're righteous in the slaying of a Jew. More organised than its self-inflicted Holocaust, for a bigger, hidden cause. And then there's war, raping of a crime, yeah? To misery contained in whose laboratory? It horribly created and engineered AIDS as they made. The Ebola virus, as I watch you in your iris, and I tell you to fuck off with your third world vaccination program. I told the man. In New Orleans, all is, as was seen. The police were aggressive with excessive force and violence when killing and willing to leave children and old to die alone. Is that what the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, had wanted to see? Thousands dead as Bush neglected to issue orders for supplies to cross borders, as trucks full of food and water sat dormant and still. After the calm of Katrina, a nation was torn, as it was survival of the fittest. And indeed, I'd loot the streets, stores and shops, whatever you got to feed the people, before I'd be shot dead for loitering and doing the wrong thing for the right reasons. Unlike the Bush administration and White House, who kept funding for weapons of mass destruction. I guess shit happens, as the WMDs were probably used to blow up their levies. Surprise, no number was assigned, like 23, 9/11, 7/7. With their numerology, it was organised and perpetrated, trust me, for total control, fear and domination over the masses. When in reality, the devil is trying to fuck up heaven. A state of mind is where I reside, not in hell. W11, the terrorist siege, you miss me, hiding here just down the street. I'm like your amateur 7/7 British paid bombers. Trust me, I'm not playing a game of life. Like I said, it's a reality to me. So I'm heading straight for you, Tony. 10 and 11, Downing Street, defeat extraction specialists and blow up Paddington Green, as I burn your glorification plan, and I don't give a damn. You may even hold me for 90 days, but no more. I'm physically incarcerated and I'd still be spiritually free to write these words in front of me. Indiscriminately, you murdered and you slaughtered before you altered the facts, and then you deployed tact. Sir Ian Blair, he couldn't give a shit and he don't care. Has legalised murdering KKK, our majority of the police force. And yeah, I got cause for concern, as even after the Lawrence inquiry, you still haven't learned. I'm too black to be white, and I'm too white to be black. Fact is, I am the best of both. A mixed and a new generation, real and true. A soul in the new age of Aquarius, with various factors and dynamics of my psychological behaviour, still awaits our saviour, Jesus. I'm as rebellious like Bruce Lee and his philosophies. Killed in 1973 when my life begun, as Melanie, a topic and subject to be dissected and discussed in 2070. The words, they explode out my mouth as I'm gonna set this mic alight. Semtex devastates and grenades ricocheted. I'll beat you down with a cascade of words till your brain starts to hurt, and I'll scar you charred, leaving you with third degree burns. Cause at like Fahrenheit, I'm too hot to handle, like the melting point of mercury, slippery, like the 20th century Sly Fox, as I warn her brothers about the holly, dew, wood, shown on their tail-light vision by the British Brainwashing Corporation, the BBC's Eye in the Sky, keeping an ear on us as their faces stay anonymous, hidden, subliminally, they're hacking our brain and stealing our identity.